This recording, Bulgaria 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay, I was born in a very beautiful city in Bulgaria. It's called Ruse. However, I didn't live there for quite a long time. I lived until I was about 7. And then we moved to another very beautiful city on the coast of the Black Sea, and it's called Varna. The name of the city is Varna. And I've lived there till I was, let's see, I had lived there till I was 18. And then I came to the States to study with Professor Sequeira Costa. And that's about it. I've traveled to Macau, I've traveled to China, I've been in Italy throughout my life. Oh, I started learning English when I was very little. Probably my dad, with my dad actually. He always wanted me to study English. And we started probably when I was about 5, 6. He would just tell me little words in English. However, then I didn't study English for a long time, and when I saw this opportunity to come to study with Professor Costa, I decided that I better study English because I'm supposed to take TOEFL test of English as a foreign language, so I needed like at least 570 points on the test, so I just started studying myself. And I attended a few classes. It was a part of a big course, but I really didn't like it very much because it was right on the weekend. It was 7 hours a day. So I decided, well, I'll study just by myself. Well, it has a wonderful sea garden. We call it the sea garden. It's right next to the coast of the Black Sea. And I always suggest that one goes there first before anywhere else because it's really great. And I rarely see gardens like this. And then, what else? Yeah, we'll see a whole lot of big buildings. People do not tend to live a lot in houses, like in the United States, especially Lawrence. A lot of apartment buildings and big streets. Not too many cars, like here. A lot of bus transportation. Well, I always remember how I broke my wrist when I was rollerblading, so it's not a very good memory, but I somehow always come up with this when somebody asks me what you remember. I remember I couldn't practice my piano for 2 months. And when I would go to the sea, I always love water. I love to swim. And my mom wouldn't let me. I had to hold my arm up just so that I wasn't supposed to get it wet, my arm. So when I came to the United States, that was about 4 years ago. I had all this, my mom, my aunt, my uncle had given me bills of $100 bills, and I was supposed to open an account, a bank account here. However, I was kind of scared because I had never had my own bank account before, and I had no idea what to do, and I said, oh, I'll just use the money, I'm not going to put them in a bank. And then, I went to the bank and they put all my money in this one account and they gave me an ATM card and they said, yeah, you're supposed to go to the ATM machine and get as much cash as you want. You don't need to carry all this cash around. So I asked them, oh, can I have at least $20 with me though? And they gave me $20 and then for about a month I didn't ever use, I would like not even eat because I was so scared to use this ATM machine.